This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Vijay Bhatiswaran of The Economist magazine is here to help me with the updating on the story a week past of Shell Oil. Royal Dutch Shell will accelerate its carbon emissions cuts following a Dutch court ruling last month that said the company's climate plans weren't sufficient. This is Bloomberg reporting. The oil and gas giant still expects to appeal the verdict and believes it has been unjustly singled out, Chief Executive Officer Ben van Beurden said Wednesday. However, the company also feels determination to rise to the challenge posed by the ruling. Vijay, I'm lost in those two paragraphs, not because Bloomberg didn't want me to understand it, but because at this point I would say that Shell is weighing which way it's going to go. I agree with that. They're talking, but what actions have they indicated they're going to commit to, given the court's remarks?
So there's different levels on which we can read this. There's a tactical level. What are they actually going to do at the level of legal strategy? And Shell is appealing the court ruling. And there is a chance that it will be overturned, right? This is a landmark ruling, meaning first time ever a court has ruled in such an intrusive manner into the workings of a company to implement a deep, in this case, greenhouse gas cuts, going far beyond what it plans to do, and ordering it basically to shut down or sell off a big part of its assets. I mean, under one legal analysis, this could be considered confiscation of shareholder value if they force them to shut down viable oil and gas plants, going above and beyond the current law. It's the Paris Accord, but the Paris Accord doesn't apply in countries that haven't approved it, for example. So this is really far-reaching, and it's quite possible that the Shell will win on appeal, and therefore they don't have to take any of these actions. But if you step back and say, what's the larger frame? What we see is across Europe particularly, both national and regional legal and regulatory bodies are very strongly moving against oil and fossil fuels generally. So Shell can see the writing on the wall, and so can BP, Total, other European companies that are in the fossil fuel business that are moving deliberatively, but much faster than their American counterparts, to wind down their oil and gas investments, but also to increase their investments in clean energy and low carbon technologies and so on. So they're already going much further than, for example, Exxon, which was the subject of obviously activist lawsuits and proxy challenges recently. And that's going to continue. It's just a question of what pace is this going to go. And it's not entirely clear that the management is going to follow the edict of the court. But in the meanwhile, they must appear to be following the edict of the court, right? Otherwise, they'll get in legal trouble.
Your measure in Europe, is there a stronger greening momentum than in the United States? In other words, does Shell feel pressure that Exxon does not?
As long ago as 20 years ago, when I was looking carefully at British Petroleum, which was the pioneer in the greening of oil movement, the chairman of BP, Lord Brown, began what was called Beyond Petroleum. It was an ill-advised campaign because it overpromised, claiming that an oil company would go beyond petroleum to become an energy company. But in fact, he was a visionary. He was simply ahead of his time. He tried to lead the industry. And he told me when I challenged him on, is this just cynicism or greenwashing? He said, look, the reasons we're doing this are not just regulation. The regulations are coming. But in fact, we've gotten out of step with society's expectations. I'm finding it harder to hire the top talent coming out of Cambridge and Oxford at that time for BP. And so he explained how and why Europe had already gone well beyond where America was at that time. At that time, Exxon was run by a climate denying chairman, Lee Raymond, and was in a very different place. The American public was much less concerned about climate change. Europe was already way ahead. So when you talk about momentum, let's remember, they've been running really fast in this direction for two decades, and they continue also to have momentum. But momentum has now come to the U.S. with a series of court cases, activist decisions, pipeline shutdowns. So you could argue, in a sense, the U.S. is catching up.
Vijay Bhatiswaran of The Economist magazine. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.